episode 868, the year 2021, in preview. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Andy Bono. We are back.
Ben, welcome to season 11 of the Sci-Fi Christian. Season 11. We'll be releasing this right at the beginning of January, even though we're actually recording it on December 29th, 2020. And in just a couple of weeks from the time that listeners are hearing this, 10 years of the Sci-Fi Christian.
Incredible.
We'll be hitting that anniversary. So we'll talk all about that in some upcoming episodes. But for tonight, every year for the last few years, we've been doing these preview episodes. And I feel like right now it's more interesting than ever, because if you would have listened to episode 778, the year 2020 in preview, we would have told you all the movies that were going to be hitting theaters and talking about some other things we were expecting for the new year. Guess what, Ben?
Yeah,
everything changed.
That didn't go as planned.
So I think
what a terrible year.
I think this year should be more accurate based on what we're going to be doing here tonight. Often on these preview episodes, Ben, you probably remember this, we'll talk about ideas we have for the show. We're going to table that for now because that's part of our anniversary discussion. We've got some big plans for 2021 and celebrating our 10-year anniversary. So we'll talk about that more coming up soon. So for this episode, Ben, I'm going to run through some of the expected theater releases that people in our audience may be interested in. We'll talk about one major book release that seems to be happening in 2021. I'll tell you about some TV show stuff if I can find it. And I found an interesting list of things that will be joining the public domain in 2021.
So for the movie release one, could we just replay the clip from last year?
Yeah, man, such a good idea. But I'm going to actually go through the Wikipedia page and scan.
They're all the same movies.
Maybe not exactly. But
a couple of exceptions, like Tenet came out. But like when I think of the big ones, No Time to Die, Black Widow, Dune, Matrix 4, I guess, wouldn't have been released last year. But there's a lot of stuff that was supposed to come out. I think there's probably at least one other Marvel movie that was slated for last year.
Well, here's a movie, for example, I just heard about. It's called Nobody. It stars Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul. And it basically looks like John Wick. And it's by the same people that made John Wick. I'm trying to figure out if this movie is in the John Wick universe. It's coming out February 26th. It's called Nobody. Speaking of Bob Odenkirk, this year, 2021, Better Call Saul's wrapping up.
It is.
So how?
Which I think is good. It's time for it to wrap up.
During early quarantine, I caught all the way up, because I'd only seen season one until earlier this year, or in mid-2020. So I'd watched season one when it originally aired, and then nothing else until probably March or April. No, that's probably not right. Summertime 2020. So what I'm going to do this year is, as soon as it hits Netflix, binge that season that aired last year, and then I'm going to purchase each episode through Amazon Prime and just watch it week by week like everyone else. So I'll be wrapping up Better Call Saul with everybody else.
Sounds good. What have you thought of Better Call Saul?
I love it.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's not the same as Breaking Bad, but I do love it.
I do feel like having that end date is really important for it, because unlike Breaking Bad, where it felt like you're just driving towards this inevitable collapse, Better Call Saul, it's a little bit more nebulous. We know where he's going to wind up at, and so it feels like it doesn't have quite the same driving force behind the narrative that Breaking Bad did. And I don't even mean that as a negative thing, because they're different. But I think it's good that it's going to wrap up.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried we're going to see. Now, I can't remember where you landed on the El Camino Breaking Bad movie. I liked it okay, although I didn't think it was needed. I'm a little bit worried that we're going to get some additional scenes that we don't really need that could change how we view things we saw in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the concern all along with Better Call Saul. It hasn't happened so far, but if it was going to happen, you know, the closer you get to the timeline, the more likely it is to happen. I would love if the final scene of the show is Saul walking into the room where Jesse's being, I think it's Jesse where we first meet him, who's in, you know, he's been arrested and walks in there. Or maybe it's either Jesse or Badger, but I'd love if that's the final scene.
So the final scene of Better Call Saul is the first time we ever saw him on Breaking Bad.
Yes.
That would be pretty good. I wonder if now is a good year, if this would be a good year to do a Breaking Bad rewatch, because I have not rewatched it since my first viewing.
Why not?
Have you rewatched it?
Oh, yeah. I've watched it a couple times since then. It's so good.
Another movie coming out this year, March 19th, 2021, Morbius. This is it's a Sony movie, but it's in the Spider-Man universe of Sony movies. And the weird one about this one is that it features Michael Keaton, who is the Vulture in the MCU. But so far, we haven't really had any Sony Spider-Man and Marvel Spider-Man crossover stuff. So we'll see what happens there.
Is he Vulture in this movie?
Well, we don't know, but we think so.
Okay.
I mean, it would be really confusing if he's not Vulture.
I mean, it feels like the Spider-Man stuff, they're just, you know, they're going to have everybody coming into the third movie. So what does continuity even mean at this point?
You'd mentioned James Bond, No Time to Die, April 2nd, 2021. Is that actually happening? I feel like more than any other movie that hasn't officially been announced for a streaming service, this one is bound to end up on a streaming service.
I think that things will be starting to get back to normal by then. But as we've talked about many times, that doesn't mean that, you know, let's say that you snap your fingers and COVID's gone April 1st. Doesn't mean that you have theater infrastructure still around. So far they're hanging on. But I think we reported on news a couple weeks ago that AMC's saying they're going to run out of cash in January. So it's going to be very close as far as if there's anything left for No Time to Die, or if there needs to be some rebuilding that takes place.
Actually, I'd like to hear from you a prediction. Assuming AMC goes out of business in the year 2021, what month does it happen?
What month do they go out of business?
Yeah.
March.
Okay. I think that's a very good guess. I would have said February or March. All right. April.
Speaking of James Bond, by the way, I recently purchased the James Bond Blu-ray collection. So I'm starting to watch through all of those. I know you recently watched through those. So maybe we'll have a James Bond retrospective sometime.
That'd be great.
Year.
Start making your letterbox list, because it's going to get harder and harder to remember how to order them. So as you watch them.
I've actually seen relatively few James Bond movies.
Oh, me too.
I've seen more of the recent ones, like GoldenEye, Die Another Day. I've seen Casino Royale. I've seen all of the Daniel Craig ones except for Spectre. But going back to like the old stuff, I'd seen Goldfinger, and I saw Never Say Never Again, which is not an official MGM. It was starring Sean Connery, but it's a remake of Thunderball, but it wasn't done by MGM. Something weird with the rights on that one. But that's it. I haven't seen any of the Roger Moore, Timothy Dalton ones. So I'm excited. I've only watched the first two, Dr. No and From Russia with Love, but I'm really enjoying it. I think James Bond set in the Cold War, filmed in Technicolor, is perfect.
Yeah, so until 2019, I had not seen any James Bond movies other than everything from Pierce Brosnan forward and only Dr. No. So there's a lot in between there that I missed. So like I said, start making a private letterbox list, or public if you want, and just start ordering them as you go, because it's going to get harder and harder to distinguish these movies.
Yeah, and even it's hard for me to rank even those two. I like them both about the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I released on Letterboxd a chronological release order James Bond list, and then my personal ranking. So feel free to check that out.
Did you watch the original Casino Royale?
I did.
And Never Say Never Again as part of yours?
Yes, I included everything James Bond.
Okay, that's what I was going to do too.
All right, April 23rd, 2021, two releases that I feel like our audience could be interested in.
One last thing.
Oh, go ahead.
A young Sean Connery is quite a honeypot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think I do. I can't blame the Bond girls.
Okay. So, Benetto, you're a...
do you want to... I'm so familiar with old Sean Connery, I wasn't prepared for the intense sexual energy he would bring to the screen.
This is a weird way to start 2021. Ben, keep I know you're going. A fan of Edgar Wright.
I am. Well, I haven't seen Baby Driver.
Oh, you should. It's good. His next movie is coming out on April 23rd, 2021, called Last Night in Soho. I don't know anything about it.
Speaking of Edgar Wright, did you see his quarantine movie list that he put out?
Yes. Oh, wait. I take that back. No, I don't think I did. I saw a list from Christopher Nolan that I was confusing that with.
Yeah, so Edgar Wright put out a list of movies he'd watched in quarantine. And, like, if you're somebody who's just looking for kind of an entry point, not to say that all of the movies on there were great, but just a really, really good mix of old stuff and new stuff and classics. And if you want just an entry point to kind of just start exposing yourself to a variety of films, foreign, domestic, stuff you've heard of, stuff you haven't. I haven't seen all of his movies by any stretch of the imagination, but really a solid list.
Okay, I'll check it out. Also on April 23rd, 2021, A Quiet Place Part 2, directed by John Krasinski.
Yeah, and I'm sure I said something like this a year ago, but I'm interested to see what the reviews are. I really like the first movie, but I also really don't feel like there's any sequel required.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. May 7th, Black Widow should hit the screens, but who knows? I bet it goes to Disney Plus. That's my guess. Maybe both. Probably. May 14th, I'm just finding out about this right now, although it does sound vaguely familiar. Apparently, the WWE is releasing an animated movie called Rumble. It's an American computer animated sports comedy.
Well, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. It looks like maybe aliens or monsters doing the wrestling. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what happens there. May 21st, Godzilla vs. Kong. I'll be watching on HBO Max, but I think some people may see it in the theater.
So you wouldn't go to... That's an interesting thing we haven't really talked about as far as we both are now HBO Max subscribers.
Yeah.
Of the stuff that's... Let's say that they do hit simultaneously and take COVID out of the mix. So let's just say that things are safe, or at least safe enough where you would feel comfortable going to the theater. Like, do you... Especially with having watched Wonder Woman, because I know you commented on this in your review that it felt weird watching it on at home.
Well, let me
feel like you still want to see something like Godzilla versus Kong in theaters.
Yeah, I want to just quickly give some context to that statement. So as the movie's starting and we have the credits, on the screen, the opening credits, in the sense of here's a director, here are some of the stars, and we're seeing the movie, but they're also showing the names at the same time. Just something about that felt weird. It's like, I know I'm supposed to be seeing this on the big screen, but I guess what I was trying to get at in my review is it made it feel less than. Like the fact that you're watching it straight to streaming, it took away from the idea that this you're seeing a big blockbuster. So... Okay, so now...
Yeah, and like with my setup, I've got a big screen. I don't feel that as much, but I would say for Dune, I 100% want to see Dune in IMAX.
So to answer your question, I would never pick going to the theater over watching it for free at home. However, you've made such a big deal about Dune that I'll join you for Dune. But
I mean, we have to. There's certain things. Like even though I didn't like Tenet, I'm glad I saw it in theater, though actually it's getting more positive reviews now that people are watching it with subtitles because it's so possible to hear.
That's a good idea, actually. I'll rewatch it someday. But then look at Godzilla vs. Kong. I'm excited for that movie, and I had only seen the previous two films in that series at home. I rented one, and I was gifted one. So I've only ever seen this on the TV screen. So I definitely will watch this one from home.
I'm going to be watching a lot of the old Godzilla movies this year because that's Spine 1000 for Criterion, and I'm going to be probably getting to Spine 1000 in my Criterion watch through this year.
Oh, I could join you in that. About what month do you think you'll be heading that direction?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm not going to wait till I get to Spine 1000. I'll start watching them before then.
All right. May 21st, 2021 also is this... Ryan Reynolds movie called Free Guy. I only bring it up because it has some tie into video games, or it's like a computer character realizes he's in a video game. And I'm bringing it up because I feel like it slightly ties into some of the simulation things that you and I have talked about. I could see it possibly commenting on that idea, but in a very silly way.
Yeah, I think he's an NPC who gains self-awareness is the premise.
All right, let me look here. Fast and Furious Part 9, May 28th.
Who cares? I'm sure you'll see it, though.
Oh, I'll definitely see it. But only because I just watched all of those movies in 2019, so it's all fresh in my mind. Cruella, the live-action 101 Dalmatians spinoff, May 28th.
Couldn't care less.
Yeah, that one's got that one's probably Disney Plus. I don't know though for sure. All right, now I'm back to scanning. Oh yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife. I'm sure we talked about this on last year's preview episode, and now it's going to be released June 11th of this year.
Yeah, who cares?
June 25th, Venom Part 2, called Let There Be Carnage. As you can imagine, the villain is Carnage.
Oh, I was going to guess Vulture again.
Nope.
But yeah, Carnage is a good guess.
But Andy Serkis is the director of that movie.
Okay.
All right. Top Gun Part 2, called Maverick. I just watched Top Gun in 2020 for the first time. Did not like it.
I've never seen Top Gun, but I'm not surprised. I don't think I would like it either.
So my kids like these Minion movies, and we've got The Rise of Gru, who's the main character in those Minion movies. Only he's a kid in this one. So
I'd rather drink arsenic.
That's July 2nd. Also, July 2nd was both Maverick and Minions. July 9th, finally, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. This is a big MCU movie I've been waiting for. I have high hopes for this one. So can't
was
wait.
This supposed to come out last year?
Let me think. No, this was supposed to come out in February of 2021, and they had to move it because of Black Widow.
Okay. Was there another one that was supposed to come out last year?
Yeah, last year we should have had Black Widow and The Eternals. And now The Eternals got pushed a full year. So instead of November 2020, it's November 2021. So we'll get there. All right, listen to these. Both of these on July 16th. Uncharted, which you're mildly interested in, with Tom Holland, based on the video game. And Space Jam 2 on HBO Max. I mean, I would not have gone to see Space Jam, but I will watch it on HBO Max.
Yeah, you'll watch it the first day.
I might. I don't know. Let's see. Jungle Cruise, starring The Rock. That's July 30th.
No one cares.
All right, what about this one? July 30th, The Green Knight by A24 Studios. I've heard some things about it. It seems like one you'd be interested in.
Very, very interested in this. I'm very excited. So it's based off of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, which is, talk about like epic poems that are shorter, a little more accessible. Love that work. Tolkien did a translation of it that's very, very good. Okay. He also has... there's also an essay by him, an extended essay on it that's well worth reading. I love A24. They just, like you talk about studios that do so much to, not that every one of their movies is great, but have really revived kind of the mid-budget independent filmmaker tier. The movies that A24 is putting out are ones that the larger studios have largely turned their back on. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of things like Midsommar and Uncut Gems and all of that. They kind of mid-tier budget. The big studios really don't make room for that type of stuff anymore. And A24 has just been a phenomenal, phenomenal studio. I'm very excited for The Green Knight.
So July 23rd, I did miss the week prior. M. Night Shyamalan's next movie is called Old, O-L-D. And,
it's not spelled old. Did that require you to spell it out?
You always say that to me. I just want to make sure I know sometimes like with a sometimes it's good to make sure people understand what I'm saying. So I mean, if they want to look it up.
Old? Does he mean like old?
I felt like if it required just to make sure we're all on the same page. So M. Night Shyamalan, what do you think? Have you heard anything about this one? Old?
I didn't even know it was coming out.
Yeah, me either. Another one that same week, The Tomorrow War. I think it's sci-fi. It's got Chris Pratt in it, J.K. Simmons. I don't know. I'm going to skip way ahead. I've been scanning through these movies. I mean, I know that we've been talking about Agatha Christie on occasion, and Death on the Nile comes out September 17th. But I'm going
to I actually just finished reading that to my two older kids last night.
Okay, so are you excited for this movie?
Well, I watched Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
It was the first Kevin Branagh one and was not impressed by it at all. I actually very, very much disliked it. So I will probably take my kids since we just read the book. But I thought it was a very poor adaptation. And the casting is the actors who are playing the lead roles outside of Urkiel Perot are way too old. Like, I think Gal Gadot is playing the main female lead in it, and that character is supposed to be like 19, and Gal Gadot is not 19. So, and age, naivety, all of that is an important plot point in the book. So I will see it with my kids, but if we hadn't just read the book, I don't think I would.
Let's skip all the way down to October 1st and Dune. That's the only one I'm committing to seeing in the theater of all of the.
Oh, my body is ready.
Of all of the HBO Max releases are going to also be in theaters. This is the only one that I'll see in the theater, I think.
Didn't you miss Suicide Squad in the summer?
Yeah. You know what? I was so anxious to skip to Dune. You're right. August 6th, the Suicide Squad. Something interesting about this one. Of course, it's by James Gunn, and we know some of the main cast, but here's two members of the cast I wasn't aware of. maybe we mentioned in the past and I forgot, but Peter Capaldi, who was recently one of the Doctors Who, he's in this, and Sylvester Stallone. I didn't know that those two guys were in.
Yeah, this could be good. I'm not going to rule it out.
All right. And it's a tactical sequel, but they also are saying it's kind of its own thing. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Back to October.
Yeah, because Margot Robbie's still in it, I think. But they recast Will Smith's role.
No, they didn't. They didn't recast. So he was Deadshot in the first one, and Idris Elba is going to be a totally different character. At first, they thought he was taking over, but no, he's not.
Okay.
Snake Eyes, a G.I. Joe spinoff, coming out October 22nd. Followed that, the next week is going to be November 5th, and that's Eternals, the Marvel Studios movie. This was supposed to be, I think at one point, this was going to be the big thing for the next phase. I'm wondering if things have shifted, not just because of the coronavirus and the movie releases, but as we got all these announcements, it didn't really tie into what we're going to see in Eternals, which is in a whole different part of the Marvel cosmic world. So I don't know what's going to happen with Eternals. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It was supposed to be a big deal, and I'm not sure. November 19th, this might be one of my most anticipated movies of the whole year, Mission Impossible 7.
Oh, yeah. I'll see this in the theater. I loved especially the last few Mission Impossibles are so good.
I know. I love them, too. And this one, I'll also see in the theater, I'm guessing, because it will be the only option for this one. All right. Skipping down.
Oh, I was going to bring up the Tom Cruise rant in news. Well, maybe we'll talk about that next week.
All right. December 17th, the untitled Spider-Man Part 3. This is the one that's basically going to be the Spider-Verse, as far as we can tell.
Yeah, I'm not going to see it, but I am very interested in it.
The following week, December 22nd, two huge releases for me. The Matrix 4 on HBO Max, and then Sing 2, the animated movie my kids love.
those are two very different movies.
Yeah, so... All right.
Matrix 4 is one I would not have gone to the theater to see, but I will watch it on HBO Max.
All right. I think there's a lot that we'll cover on HBO Max this year. I don't think I told you, but I was actually gifted HBO Max. Somebody bought me that six-month deal. Not somebody, my sister-in-law. I'll just say it right here. So thank you to my family for buying me that. So I have 6 months of HBO Max right now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So...
Do you know what you want to watch?
Well, luckily, I'm not sure if you even remember this, but you sent to me, right at the beginning of HBO Max existence, you sent me a list of movies you think that you thought I would like to watch. So I'm going to make that into a list on Letterboxd so listeners can follow along if they want. I'll leave it all in there. I'll tell you when I post it, because that way if you have some additions, feel free to add them into the comments. But I'm going to use that as sort of a guide. Not the only guide, but it'll be a guide to some of my HBO Max viewing.
What about any of the HBO series?
Well, I was thinking about rewatching Leftovers.
Yeah.
I've never watched Wire, and everybody loves Wire.
It's so good.
Let's see. Oh, I'm glad you brought this up. Is it the New Pope or the Young Pope or both?
Yeah, the Young Pope, and then the New Pope is the sequel series.
Okay, so watch the Young Pope first and then watch the New Pope.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you have any recommendations?
Well, those ones, Deadwood. Of course, is another must-see. I'll have to think about it. I'll try and think about what you might like. You know, when I give you recommendations, I don't only think of what you might like. I also think of what you ought to see, because I care about your soul.
Thank you.
I'll give it some thought.
All right.
I would definitely recommend both The Wire and Deadwood.
So here's some quick public domain news, listeners. In case you like any movies from 1925 or earlier, or you love any books from 1925 or earlier, 1925 is now the new cutoff for the current copyright. So if you like a movie from 1925 next year, or I should say 2021, it will be in the public domain.
So, you know, I know you're always, you don't want us to play copyrighted music, but yeah. If I can find a version, a song from before 1925 in a movie that's suitable for Ben is Right, well, maybe we'll have a new version of that.
I don't know if it's music. I'm saying it's published works, such as...
Yeah, movie music.
Maybe. We'll see. No, maybe. No sound recordings will enter the public domain under the Music Modernization Act.
Well, I suppose that they're all silent movies, so...
Those published in 1925... The music published in 1925 will not enter the public domain until 2026.
Jeez.
Wow, look at that. All right, so that's some quick public domain news. back to other things we might be interested in. Books. I'm just going to talk about one book because I think this is finally happening. I'm not just trying to be funny because we bring it up every year. According to George R. R. Martin himself, he sees The Winds of Winter being released in 2021.
When did he say that?
I have a quote from June 23rd, 2020.
Okay. I hope you're right.
He posted an update. He said it's a huge book. Actually, he's saying, okay, I take it back. He says he hopes it will be released in 2021. So maybe that's not as big of news as I thought.
There you go. I hope so, but I'm just looking on his website now. And I hope so, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, so you and I started the podcast in 2011, and then that year, Game of Thrones debuted on HBO. We covered the first season on our YouTube channel around the summer Dance of Dragons hit, right?
Yep.
And so it's 10 years of the show. It's also 10 years since the last book in that series. How is that possible?
It's a depressing reality.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, here's some TV news. Super Bowl will be on February 7th. I'm not really going to do all this. I don't know. Would you be interested to know?
You don't need to do all of this.
Would you be interested to know that
the Super Bowl is going to be on TV, as does everybody else who's listening.
The Summer Olympics are happening in August. No, starting in July, actually.
I hate the Olympics.
I don't really get that. What's to hate?
What's to like?
Competition, the love of the game.
Yeah, but... like, who cares?
All right. Hey, Ben, did you ever watch the TV show on Showtime called Dexter?
I did. One more thing on the Olympics. I'm going to hold up because I have my camera on. This is the Criterion Spine number 900 is 100 years of Olympic films. So I, who hate the Olympics, as part of my Criterion watch through, am watching through, let's see how many discs there are. 32 discs worth of Olympic movies.
No. Wow.
I'm committed to watch at least some of each movie, but I am not going to watch the whole thing.
Wow.
Because some of these are like 200 minutes long, and some of them will be on in the background. I just can't do that much Olympics.
I understand. Ben, Dexter last aired in 2013, and I believe this is a revival, not a reboot. It's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to watch Dexter, which you shouldn't, you wouldn't like it, and it's not good enough where you ought to watch it, stop after season 4.
Okay. Here's some shows that are wrapping up in 2021 that listeners may like. We already talked about Better Call Saul. Apparently, yep. Supergirl on the CW is wrapping up. Lucifer on Netflix. I think that's also a DC property.
It is.
DuckTales, the reboot of DuckTales is wrapping up. Black Lightning, also on the CW. Lost in Space on Netflix.
Okay, I forgot that existed.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet. Well, Ben,
are you going to?
I mean, I don't know. I liked the original show, but I haven't taken the time to watch.
You have hundreds of hours of Star Wars shows you have to watch.
I know. I'm going to be too busy with Disney Plus to. I probably should. I should just drop Netflix. Well, Ben, I think that's not the best place to wrap it up on. I should have saved that public domain stuff for the end. But you know, the movies, that's the big one. TV shows is kind of fun to discuss. We always bring up Winds of Winter. I mean, are there any books that you're looking forward to coming out in 2021?
No. The books I'm going to read are already out.
I think we can wrap this episode up, Ben.
I think so.
So listeners, again, watch for our anniversary episode coming up in just a few weeks, because then we'll be talking more specifically about plans for this show. We've been talking about, on this episode, things that are coming up in the real world, but in podcast land, we've got some big plans for the Sci-Fi Christian 10-year anniversary spectacular.
Yay!
Well, listeners, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we're the Sci-Fi Christian signing off.
Goodbye. I have to pee, so I'm going to hang up on you.
Wait, you can't do that when the music's playing. You have to wait until the music's over.
Well, I can't hear the music, so I thought it was done.
I always tell you when it's over. Now we have to do that all again. Well, listeners, thanks so much for joining us here.
Do it again. Well, that was perfectly fine.
You don't want to say that on the show.
Yeah, I don't care. I have to pee. It happens. It's a biological necessity. If I don't do it, I'll die.
All right, well, I was trying to protect you, but if you don't mind, I guess I'll just shut the music off. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2021 and the 10 years of the Sci-Fi Christian. So long,
goodbye.
Folks. Okay, there.
All right. I'm going to hang off on you because I have to go pee.
All right, goodbye. Have a good night, and I'll see you next week.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.